Podium Audio presents Gray After Dark, written by Noelle West Eiley, performed by Megan Tusing and Will Damron.
Miley, September 2022, Frank Church Wilderness, Idaho. I pressed my body tighter against the trunk of the big Douglas fir and listened. The lodgepole pines surrounding the cabin creaked in the chilly breeze, whispering a warning. The underbrush rustled, hinting at creatures seen and unseen. Some hunters, some prey, some both. No footsteps, no voices. What was taking so long? The sky had settled into early dusk, the color of a bruised palm. Still milky indigo at the edges, but shriveling fast. I had maybe an hour until it was fully dark. Already the round moon peeping into view above the tree line felt like a spotlight, daring me to step into the open, take my chances and run before they realized what was happening. Not yet. This was my last shot. I knew that in my bones. If I wasted it, we all died tonight. I shivered hard in the thin, long-sleeved dress that rustled whenever I moved an inch. The stiff, ugly fabric should have at least kept me warm. Instead, it seemed to absorb the chill, drawing it close to my skin. The mountain air turned crisp the minute the sun slipped behind the nearest ridge. In a few hours, it would dip near freezing. By then, I'd be gone, either tearing through the forest at a dead run, or just plain dead. It took everything in me not to sink down beside the enormous tree, close my eyes just for a minute. But if I did that, my leg muscles would cool too much, making it so I couldn't run when it was time. I couldn't let that happen. This was the closest I'd been to escape since they'd brought me here. I'd imagined this moment so many times. The adrenaline, the dizzy desperation, the terror. Never the raw hesitation rooting my stocking feet to the forest floor. I stared at the tree trunk, eyes blurring in and out of focus as I traced the pattern of the bark. Just breathe, I reminded myself. Just listen. Just wait. Then run. In, two, three, four. I tucked my face into the neck of my dress to hide the warm exhale. A white cloud that might easily announce my location to scanning eyes. Out. Two. Three. Four. Where were the men? What the hell was taking so long? I squeezed my eyes shut and focused on counting my breaths to calm my pounding heart. Just a little longer. Bam! My eyes flew open at the sound of the cabin door, followed by footsteps. Ruthie Sue! Hamish bellowed. His angry voice was distant, and I imagined him standing on the front porch. I shouldn't look. If he was staring in my direction across the clearing, he'd see the movement. If Fred had the scope out, he'd definitely see me. I forced down the adrenaline, begging me to tear through the tree line. I breathed into my shoulder again, trying to hide that white cloud. Fred's voice cut through the silence, a little lower, a little meaner. Ruthie Sue, he yelled alongside Hamish, like I was a dog that would come running. Told you she weren't tamed, he spat. We'll find her, Hamish said calmly. I knew that tone, and it scared me more than if he'd raged. Pine needles crunched beneath heavy footfalls. They were crossing the clearing, heading my way now. I fought to keep my breath steady and even as terror wrapped its hands tighter around my throat, turning the blood in my veins to ice water. Ruthie Sue, Fred crooned, switching tactics. You'll die out here if you run, he added just as sweetly. I gritted my teeth. I'd been their pet for months, but they didn't know a thing about me. I carefully leaned forward a few inches so I could get eyes on them. I had to know exactly where they were. The quick glance showed familiar unkempt beards, heavy coats, thick boots, shotguns at their sides,